The reading this morning comes from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 4 through 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat what they produce, take wives and have sons and daughters, take wives for your sons, and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters, multiply there, and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, today we have this special format for the message that we have. And I want to introduce to you, if there is anybody in this room who doesn't know Kenny Koble is a longtime member of the church, and he's here to talk with us about something very important that is going on in the city of Tacoma. So, welcome, Kenny. And first of all, can you tell us what is your position in the city?
Sure. One, I'm looking around the room. I think I'm in the top 10 longest running members in the room. When Willie's not here, I really shoot to the top. Hey, I'm Kenny Koble. I work at the city. My title is something long that I sometimes forget. Community Engagement Coordinator. Basically, it's my job to keep reminding the city that we make better decisions when we listen to our residents.
That sounds wonderful. So let's go right into the topic of today. And the topic is participatory budgeting. It may sound boring, but you'll see it's not. what is participatory budgeting?
Okay. It is not boring. So I'm kind of cheating here because this is my job to do this, but we're gonna do both. We're gonna make this you helping me do my job, so thank you. And we're gonna make it, you know, about the Bible, because we're in church. So participatory budgeting, it just flips around how we do government and budgeting. So normally, right, we elect officials to make decisions on our behalf. Hopefully they listen to us. Hopefully they make decisions that are guided by the needs of all of us. But in general, we trust them to make all the decisions. This flips that and says, what if, in this case, our city council set aside a portion of our budget and had us as community, well, not me because I'm government, but all of you make the decision on how to spend this money. So in this exact case, the city council has set aside $1 million, and it's gonna be decided by all of y'all and anyone else who's part of this community to decide how to spend. The only rule is that it has to be in Council District 2. You don't need to really know what that is, but it's downtown, Northeast Tacoma, North Tacoma, Dome District, Stadium. If you don't live here, don't worry about that, because it's the definition of a community member is someone who lives, works, learns, or plays in District 2. So just by nature of being here, you're part of this community and you can participate in this project. So basically, don't do it yet, don't work ahead, but we're gonna use these little slips in a little bit to just dream. Like, what would you do if you had $1 million to improve this neighborhood?
Wonderful, thank you. And
oh, it's real money, by the way. People always wonder.
It's $1 million, it's not monopoly money.
Yes.
It's real money.
We're actually gonna vote in a couple months in the summer and choose which of the projects gets funded $1 million.
So, Kimmy, why is the city of Tacoma using this approach?
There's two reasons. One, a value that we, for those of you who are familiar with equity work, one value that we talk about a lot is that those who are closest to the problem are also closest to the solution. So I think it's a successful strategy for meeting people where they are, for saying, hey, you know something that we in government don't know. You know this city, you know the streets, you know your neighborhood, your house, your church, your school, you know it better than we do. The decisions that government does impact you the most, so why don't we try a different way where we can see what would you do if you could take a stab at solving that problem. The other reason, it's really beautiful, actually, it ties into that verse, although I don't think the city government was necessarily thinking of Jeremiah 29, maybe. But there's part of it that says something about by taking care of the city's welfare, you'll be taking care of your own welfare. We were able to apportion some of this money because we were given some funding after COVID. And one of the things that COVID did, right, it really kind of broke down a lot of our social connections, right? You have friends that you haven't seen in a while. You may have lost close people in your life. It really, we're still feeling it. And one thing that our health department has taught me is that civic engagement, actually getting together with your neighbors, talking to everybody in this room and saying, hey, what can we do here? It's actually good for your immune system. By bringing us back together, by working on something good and beautiful and making something good, you actually heal your body and you heal the bodies of the people around you. And so, again, I don't know that it was motivated by this verse, but I think we get to believe that God is has thought of all these things and has worked them all out in advance and created us in this way so that we would be interconnected and be social and hopefully fix things and work on things together. So maybe that's why I'm working on it. I guess I can't speak on behalf of the entire government. Don't tell me in case they care. I think that's why we're doing it. I want to see a new way of making decisions. I want to keep showing the city. If you work with folks, they'll get excited about it. This is the second time we've done this. The first time was in East Tacoma and Lincoln. And I worked with Heather, student. We had more Lincoln students participate than adults, which I think is amazing in this stage. And then by the end, when we did voting, we had 12,000 people participate. And just to toot my own horn, there are 40,000 people in District 4, which means we had more than 1/4 of people participate, which is more than voted in the election. And it's not just because I'm good at my job. It's actually because community members cared about it and got invested. And I think they felt it, right? Like, with elections, you don't always know what voting for a president does. You don't know how that affects you. You don't know how voting for your senator affects you or even any given law. But if you know that your friend voted for, picked that idea and you voted for it and it got $1 million, you can feel that. And I think I want people to keep feeling that, that participating in civic engagement, whatever that looks like, can do something and feel like something. And I think the East Side coming together, they were excited to do that together. So we're going to practice that in a little bit, and hopefully we'll get excited about doing it together too.
All right. And right before we do that, can you tell us something about what would happen if all of us said, for example, we have a community breakfast here in the church. We think that homelessness and poverty are a big issue in our city, and we think that we're putting a dent into that by creating community, bringing people under the same roof, eating together, not only providing a meal, but doing all the other things. But we could use more support. What would happen if everybody said, this is where we want the city money to go?
When I was working with Heather's students, one of the things, a couple of them would come up to me, they would go, is it cheating if I get all of my friends to vote for the same thing? And I'm like, no, that's actually called organizing. In fact, that's what people with a lot of money and power get to do without even trying, and that people have to work really, really hard to make happen. And so the way that this is gonna work is, let's say we collect 2,000 ideas. That's our goal for this. We have these community leaders that you can be a part of, by the way. But we have these community leaders that are gonna look at all those ideas and say, what came up the most? So I worked with your kids before this and said, what would they do with $1 million? And both of them said park, infrastructure. They wanted more greening and more trees and fresh air and play things. And already as a pair, they organized, right? They decided together that they would submit their idea. And now, so far, that's the number one idea at Urban Grace, right? Because they're the only ones who participated. If y'all don't care about this, they're gonna win. And so whatever ideas pop up the most, we'll actually start working with staff to be like, hey, is that feasible? Can we do that with $1 million? Or do we need to adjust some things? Which partners would actually have to work on that? Which government agencies would have to be part of this? So whatever ideas pop up the most, so in this case, if y'all want to support the breakfast, I can't tell you to do that because it's not my decision, but you could totally vote together, submit ideas together, and if that ends up being towards the top of it, then it'll end up on the ballot.
Wonderful. Would you give us instructions now, and can we get to it?
Yes. I'd love to talk a little bit of why I think you should get involved, though. I'm really interested in, I don't know, no one I work with probably knows I go to church. I hope my friends do, but I'm not a very church-forward person. I don't really have the church vibe, and I think that's probably true of a lot of us here, and maybe why we are drawn to Urban Grace. And part of this, because I don't think Christians are very special. Like, I don't think you get to be better than anyone. I don't think it's a first-class ticket to heaven or something. Like, what I like about it, though, I do think we get to have a special job. I think God calls us to be taking care of things, taking care of people. If you've heard my kids' sermons before, it's what I'm going to talk about every time I work with the kids, because I think they're good at taking care. I think it's what this verse is about. Why you should like build a house in your community, why you should make roots and be a tree and like provide shade and comfort for people. I think you as a church, us as a church, are good at paying attention and good at knowing like what we can do to take care of people. So I'm hoping you'll put that into your ideas. I'm hoping you'll put this church's values into it, supporting people, thinking about people suffering, thinking about people experiencing homelessness, thinking about art and beauty. If you just wanna like use the $1 million to make downtown more beautiful, do it. I think this church is good at like dance and joy and creating those kinds of things. If you can think of how we can bring more joy to this part of town, please put that into your ideas. And so the things I'd love you to think about, and we're gonna go into small groups in a second, I'd like you to think about what you would do to improve this neighborhood. So if there's something that's already downtown North Tacoma that already exists that you can make better, if there is something that is missing, would you come downtown more if it was safer? Would you come downtown more if it was more beautiful? Would you come downtown more if there was this thing? Put ideas like that. And then other ideas, like if you can think of something that would just help somebody. What would help the people who are here, who are uniquely here, close to this church, surrounding this area? So that's what we're gonna work on. We're gonna give you a couple minutes. You have the sheet. The only thing you have to do on the sheet is answer the question, what would you do if you had $1 million to improve your neighborhood or part of town? I think we make much better decisions together, so I'd love for you to talk to anyone who's near you about what do you think we should do? Should we put the same idea? What's your best thought? And try to push each other and draw each other out more and see what you like. You're only gonna get 3 to 5 minutes to do it, so make sure you give everyone time to at least say a couple things. But yeah, just throw out some ideas, find some friends. You can talk to someone new if you want. If you would rather work on it yourself, you can. But yeah, let's take a couple minutes. Oh, yeah. You have pencils in your things, by the way. By the end of this, you should have an idea that you've written on your paper. And if you want extra credit, fill out the back. All the demographic information is private. You're not even gonna put your name on this. And then if you put your email address on it, then I'll email you when it's time to vote and pick what gets $1 million. You have 90 more seconds. If someone hasn't shared, pass the mic to them.
So let's wrap up our conversation. I hope you all wrote something on your piece of paper in that pamphlet. And as you come forward to have communion this morning, please bring that piece of paper with you and deposit it in the basket that is placed on the floor in front of the communion table. That's where we are going to put all these papers so Kenny can take them back to the city. Well, let's start.
Yes, I could use a little more help. So, some of you are the kinds of people who have friends. Friends are very helpful because they make numbers bigger. So, I have some more of these. I'm just gonna leave them probably here. If you just want to pass them out, would you please do that? If you have neighbors that you want to hear from that you think would have a good idea. The other thing they can do is do that futuristic thing where you do a QR code and fill it out online. I've never done that before, but I hear people are super into it. So either way, I would love your help. Again, this works because people like you get involved and participate and bring in other people, and we want to see more and more get involved. So just thank you so much. Thank you for helping take care of the city together. I'm not really into deadlines. Eventually we'll have to hand someone a check, so we should kind of get it done. Let's just do this for the rest of April, let's say. Yeah. You can just bring them to church. I'm here often. If I'm not here, you can give them to Liliana, who will be mad that I gave her this assignment. it'll fine. You know, my work is one block away. I live up the street. We'll all figure it out. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you all for participating. And let me remind you that this is what being church is all about, creating community, taking an interest in community, and working together for the common good. This is a huge part of what being a church is. And the difference between us and any other social service agency or community organization is that we do it, we underline everything with prayer, and we really believe that the Spirit of God guides us. So as you wrote those things, that piece of paper, God was there with you. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.